Oh my god, I can't believe Spain won today. God damn!
Oh, stop your yelling. It's tiring me and I'm trying to make some dinner.
You should be making dinner no matter what.
Don't even start with me today.
Oh, today, huh? What's so special about today? Probably got her PMS.
Damn right I got some PMS, because there's really nothing like bitching at your husband and listening to some good poetry and music.
BMS, BMS, BMS. Poetry music scene, Chicago, 2010. Poetry music scene, BMS. Poetry music scene, BMF, Chicago 2010. You're listening to the Poetry Music Scene podcast out of Chicago, hosted by The Little Lighthouse. Our first edition brings you poetry by Phil Iseki, Dubravka Juraga, and yours truly, Snežana Žabić. Each new podcast will bring new poetry from Chicago poets, as well as music from our city and beyond.
Chicago. Thick veins, solid colors, sweetness in the air. The loop hearting the city, black cubes, calm, pulsating Chicago blues. The city's mild manners envelop, while the bullets echo with disappointment, finding the target. A girl not there. Sneakers over the power line, the blocks around crumble into fear. The lake melts into frosted, indifferent gray. Satellites circle, the untouchables invisible, exclusive Chicago. This is such a wonderful city, says an accidental tourist. Welcome to the town, Z.
It's just past dawn, struggles in the dark to put his work shirt on. A long day, not sure how strong, but the pictures of his children should help him along. Starts a car, turns the radio on. It's too early for that loud shit, picks a light song. Boss is calling from the work site, I'm already gone. Hops on 94, checks last night's scores. Between car commercials, beer funded chores, or a couple old bands you don't hear anymore. Well, he arrives, parks his truck, punches in, serves a coffee up with a far side mug to describe his luck. Cause it's only Monday and he's tired as fuck. Mucho trabajo, doesn't pay much. Poco dinero, just another crutch. While my people working hard, stay in touch, and I'll continue doing such a good job of describing tough until we reach a day that enough's enough. It goes mucho trabajo, poco dinero. Horizons stay broad, but the streets stay narrow. Goes mucho trabajo, poco dinero. Walk like Egyptians, spit like the pharaohs. Mucho trabajo, poco dinero. Horizons stay broad, man, the streets stay narrow. Goes mucho trabajo, poco dinero. Walk like Egyptians, spit like the pharaoh. Oh, mind, having a rough time. Second last a day when you standing in bus lines. Bus boys, no ass, I'm having a bus mine. For trust funds, I'm winding in sunshine. Broken Spanish, say gracias just sometimes. And they stayed so long that it fucked with my lunchtime. Trouble with this shit, they're doubling my shifts. The waiters went home, I just got stiff. Now I gotta lay low, cause I didn't get tipped. Jumping rails with the train, pulling poor man tricks. Across the billboards, selling poor man kicks. In a beaten down city, river doubles is a fat lip. Leaders always beat it, turn divisions into tactics. Hardly ever sleeping, she bleeds nothing but catnip. Cries when it rains, and she snores when it's frantic. Hands down, run around to get into a campus. Mucho trabajo, poco dinero. Horizons stay broad, but the streets stay narrow. Goes mucho trabajo, poco dinero. Walk like Egyptians, spit like the pharaohs. Mucho trabajo, poco dinero. Horizons stay broad, man, the streets stay narrow. Goes mucho trabajo, poco dinero. Walk like Egyptians, spit like the pharaoh.
This is Phil Isecki again, and this poem, Horrible Mornings, is about... I wrote this, I think, when I was in sophomore year high school. It was basically, I figured out I have sleep epilepsy, and it was just about my mom's workroom was in the basement, which was next door to where I slept, and I would wake up screaming because I'd be going into a seizure, and just how everybody would have to deal with it, especially me. So, my name is Phil Isecki. This is a poem called Horrible Mornings. I wake up early to the sound of a sewing machine. Rotator belt, machine gun effect into a ballet prancing soldier. First the right leg shakes, and that's when I scream. I lose whole fucking control, and I start to panic. This terrible pain inside my nerves, as my fingers I keep bending like a rusty joint. They might bend sideways and break. What should I do when this happens? I start in my bed and I end up upstairs with people surrounding me. I don't want this anymore. I begin to relax. It stops. So why am I being labeled? 7 in 10 doctors with forgotten names fucking calling me names. I don't want this fucking life, this IV, this television strapped to my head. I'm sick of all these games.
I wake up, 10 o'clock, running late for work. When I get there, the boss is gonna go berserk. I've been late 5 times in a 3-month span. If I'm late for work again, they're gonna fire, man. I wash my face, brush my teeth, but I had no time for a shower. Gotta be at work in the next half hour. Threw on my clothes and dashed out the door. Slipped on the porch, then fell to the floor. Got up hopping, twisted my ankle. Ran into a thug that I wanted to tangle.
Focal in your pockets.
Dude, are you serious? Man, this day is gonna drive me delirious. My pride start talking. There was no retreating. Unfortunately, the man and brother took a beating. And I was mad broken. Dude really got pissed. Mama never said there'd be days like this. Man, this is crazy. What more can I say? And it all happened just in one day. The energy was wild. The people were buck. And the brother couldn't break the string of bad luck. Man, this is crazy. What more can I say? And it all happened just in one day. The energy was wild. The people were buck. And the brother couldn't break the string of bad luck. Dude left me swole up, laying on the pavement. Little kids were laughing and it was so blatant. A brother gets up and limps to the bus stop. But the bus stop was the early morning dope spot. There's junkies and fiends in my face all around. All I wanna do is just get downtown. Finally the bus comes, everything's a go. Oh snap, I ain't got no dough. I was robbed for 2 bills, left for dead. Damn, a brother never should've got up out of bed. Tried to sweet talk the driver, even said please. She said,
you can't ride if you ain't got the cheese. I don't give a damn if you beg on your knees. What you need to do right now is just leave. And do it in a hurry, cause I'm in a rush. So get your broke ass off my bus.
Man, this is crazy, what more can I say? And it all happened just in one day. The energy was wild, the people were buck. And the brother couldn't break the string of bad luck. Man, this is crazy, what more can I say? And it all happened just in one day. The energy was wild, the people were buck. And the brother couldn't break the string of bad luck. Kicked off the bus, completely defeated. But pulling up the street is Jerome T. Cletus. Jerome, can I get a ride? Come on, man, I need it.
Nick, what happened to you?
Same
coupe reheated. I'm running late for work and my boss has a temper, and I keep having these crazy misadventures.
Enough said, D-Nick, don't worry, I got you. And later on, we gon' get that one fool that dropped you.
I hop in the car and we murk up the street. Man, I can't wait till this day is complete. Now Jerome and I are speeding in the ride, and the cop flexes down to pull over to the side. I look at Jerome and catch an ill vibe, then he yells out,
"You pigs won't take us alive."
Slams on the gas and man, we was rolling. Jerome, what you doing? He said the car was stolen. Without hesitation, I dove out the whip, rolled on the ground and busted my lip. I ended up landing in front of my job, looking like I had a fist fight with the mob. I crawl in begging, 2 hours late, for me to keep my job, I don't know what it'll take. I'll make up the time, anyhow, anyway.
Dick, you didn't even have to come in today.
What?
Yeah, sorry, you're not on a schedule. But tomorrow, write it early. Do not be late.
Man, this is crazy, what more can I say? And it all happened just in one day. The energy was wild, the people were buck, and the brother couldn't break the string of bad luck. Man, this is crazy, what more can I say? And it all happened just in one day. The energy was wild, the people were buck, and the brother couldn't break the string of bad luck.
A narrative with the Does. John and Jane had one last day together to their knowledge. John told Jane, coming from the outside. Outside was cold, so Jane corrected John. You mean coming from the cold? Jane loved to revise. What, John asked, does your hair smell like? Jane enjoyed such open questions and was happy to oblige. Like cooking, burning, oozing, decomposing, crawling, life outdoors. John approved of Jane's answer and said, "In my dream, a cat crawled to the fortress on a turtle's back and kissed the dragon with spider eyes and 10 crab tails. John's eyes twinkled, and Jane realized that, besides the fact that John played mahjong too much, that he was such a mischievous 7-year-old boy trapped in a body of a man who made damn good Turkish coffee according to the old ritual. He'd put a good spoonful in warm water in a cezve pot, and when this concoction would slowly froth forth, he'd remove the cezve from the fire, carefully distribute only the froth in 2 tiny finjan cups placed on saucers, return the coffee to the stove, let it froth 3 more times, and only then pour the coffee into thimble-sized cups." Together, John and Jane revised Turkish culinary terms and the nature of fetish one last time. One last time they smoked together, and all of a sudden there was plenty of time and space, and the word saucer became fascinating, its relationship to both sauce and spacemen. They still liked each other, but Jane loved to revise, and John was a man-child, so a conversation about a word was not the worst last conversation they could have had, after all.
See you.
Phil Isecki. My poem anxiety is basically about how I would, even to this day, I sometimes have the problem of it's really hard to fall asleep because you're just having 20 different ideas at once while you're going to sleep, just almost like a panic attack, but you're just thinking of irrelevant, completely irrational ideas of people being after me, and I guess I had to write a poem to express my views on it. This poem is called Anxiety. There's crystal minerals surrounding my lungs. I'm your average human bastard using my eyes as bowls for the rain. A stiff statue made of flesh and blood. Wind keeps on blowing. I glance forward from my mummified state, and it's 12 a.m. Strapped to this beastly cushion, an open-eye conscious seizure. I'm just a boy in the streets of communist Poland waiting for his smile trigger. Calloused hands and torn-up shoes, after all, we can choose. It's like I'm the doctor with electric pads and the patient all together. It's 1 a.m. I should know my own fires as an expert arsonist. Started my self-taught trade as a 6-year-old devil, never been kissed. Now I roll through the coals in orange crackling landslide, trying to bite tongues and hold in pain that cannot subside. The smell of broken drywall, concrete in its powdered form. White walls and nosebleeds, blank space and nosebleeds. Elevated into the air, going ribs and chest first. My heart is overheating and it's 2 a.m. Used to think that orphans were a joke by God. Used to wake up with inspiration. Used to awake to dreams. Used to have nightmares in my sleep. And now it's 3 a.m. I followed directions and saw eye to eye with my demon, but he's choking me at night until I wake up screaming. Wish I'd feel the raindrops, hear the gravity, or dirt like thunder. Wake up in a cherry red box, the suite that's 6 feet under.
Yeah.
This is the moment when words are finally forming pearls. I'm going to stop and reconsider the summa summarum of the world, of the space where pearls have been crashing, when the motion finally became stunning silence, stillness evoked. This is the time when worlds are merging, recollection unintentional and unilateral. Forceful apparitions emerge from thin air, evanescence reconsidered, a life wasted. Coming to a stillness that bears no resemblance to anything, the world shrinking, expanding, the Big Bang and the mind refusing all and everything. But the bright colors fighting all labels will win. Silence, silence, silence there.
I was drunk when I was six, a Marxist at eight. I fucked when I was 13, but baby, I was born too late. I'm flying up the mountain.
This poem Oscar is about, it's one of my friends. I wrote it about him because he's really interesting character. He's one of those people who basically he's the scum of the earth, but he still has friends. He still has people to socialize with, and they know that he's like doing a lot of messed up things, but it's like, what can you do for him? My name is Phil Isecki. This poem is called Oscar. You can smell the whiskey and cigs in his breath, the slow psychedelic spiral to a senile, demented death. He scratches his hands and dry skin peels off. You can hear the growl of lust in his spraying blood cough. Lift your head while you bow, cause you can't trust this innocence. Lift your head while you bow, he spread his wings like a crucifixion. Take a knee, maybe two, cause this night stalker's after you. Take a knee, maybe two, because there's just nothing you can do. Nail your doors shut and hide your kids. They got their souls up for bids. Sew their mouths, got filtered lungs. Lock bedrooms and cut off wandering tongues. Oscar, oh Oscar, you haven't got a clue. What shall we ever do with you?
This poem was written in January of this year. I had a friend visiting, and we had lots of talks about our lives and all kinds of things that we were just discovering at the time. So this poem is dedicated to Ivana. The Iron Queen Reborn. You were born to a woman. You were born. Not to a mother. Sepulchral women. Stunted. Shriveled plums, the monsters of mental unconsciousness. A specter fading into nothingness bears traces of a father. Father, 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 a screaming void of darkness where he eats his children in the slow descent to madness. The rest of the world withdrawn in their unwitting collusion, empty-eyed laughter. Keep going on, you, gracefully. Barracudas with teeth of silk leering, but they cannot get you. Keep going on, you. It's an order, Narcissa's orphan.
This is Newspeak by Snežana Žabić. It's about language and communication and miscommunicating. Newspeak. Wherever I go, I turn the Collins on. They're the lamps in the grammar of darkness. If you were a line, I'd indent you, wherever you mishear me. You said, amps in the grammar of silence? My sound engineer, who makes timeless recordings ring with just enough delay. Paranoid, yes, but I'm just a blur. No surveillance camera can sharpen my image, as lit billboards punctuate the I-90 tonight. They might be oracles. If I read giant letters and models alive, storming to our cities, shouting at the top of their 10-barrel lungs. Even then, you and I could survive if our private language outweighs each new newspeak.
I hope you had a hell of a piss, Arnold.
Bus stop back in second grade. Here's where she was standing with her pigtails and her lunchbox, man, and I don't even know her name. And every now and then we would glance as I walk by. My friends and I, we were way too cool, and she was way too shy. And she never, never, she still never knew my name. Maybe if I knew what to do, gonna take my hand, I'm gonna stick it on you. And we can be together, baby, all damn day, until we go potty and we got a far away. My mom makes me lunch, don't you know? Sit next to me, he'll share my ho-ho. And anybody teases, I'll beat them up. And my dad'll run over him with a pickup truck. Anyway, down at the bus stop back in second grade, here's where she was standing with the pigtails and her lunchbox man. And I don't even know where. Tried to get to know me, but the girls don't even know my name. I remember one day I go up, I try to say my love. She's making out with my homeboy Jim in the bleachers up above. So I decided to grow up, she still never knew my name. But I loved her just the same. Maybe if I knew what to do, gonna take her my hand, I'm gonna stick it on you. Could be together, baby, all damn day, until we go party and we got a far away. So my mom makes a mean lunch, don't you know? And if you sit next to me, I'll share my ho-ho. And anybody teases, I'll beat them up. And my dad'll run over him with the pickup trucks. Anyway, down at the bus stop back in second grade, here's where she was standing with the pigtails in her lunchbox band. And I don't even know her. Hoped one day I would see her again. Maybe we can hang out, or maybe be friends. So one night in Vegas for a boys' night out, we ran into each other and we talked a lot. We went out to dinner, man, and she looked good. Her eyes were stuck, we were in the mood. Her phone kept ringing, but I didn't care. Told me how she used to date a millionaire. We went upstairs, things panned out. Oh, this is what I always was dreaming about. A body slap all night long, that words can describe it in this song. She got dressed to leave, this really sucks. She said, hey, babe, you got 205.
This is Snežana again. We are in picturesque Westmont. Maybe there are some birds chirping and dogs barking. That's a part of the atmosphere, as are the planes flying overhead. I'm going to read a poem called Translation Manual. It's in five parts, five little prose paragraphs. And I also noticed after it was done that I mentioned the number five a couple of times in the poem, but it was by accident that it ended up like that. So, Translation Manual, Part 1. Xenos cactus grows in no man's land between Mexico and Arizona. There is talk about pregnancy, most certainly unwanted. See how blackbirds skip the event, poking around for worms and nuts. Juices are inviting, but I've forgotten the propaganda. Dangerously potent or potentially dangerous. Accidentally, this is pure foreignness, TV or old world. Umbrellas are €5, and their shadows tell time, black and white. Alienation is a bit more costly. I squint, zoom in, billions of small waves, each little crest a minuscule supernova, exploding against the pebbles and rocks. Life has its own riot under the surface. Part 2. Up here, familiar geographies vanish beneath the clouds. I carry a handful of buttons in my suitcase on wheels. A button for Air India, another for Maldives, even a button misspent on Virgin Airlines. Talk dirty, but articulate, you cockpit cocktail waitress, you. Together, we parody an unwritten code. I rehearse Euro songs with a rebellious crew as if no war's going on. We'll win a gilded statue, love of multitudes, warm, wet towels in the business class. Each connecting flight is a code shift. 3. I sew long Tibetan sleeves. My acrobat's face gleams. Small tornadoes of dust swirl. A disk of kneaded dough illuminates the afternoon sky, slowly rising for great-grandmother's Bosnian bread, witchcraft in the making. I wipe off beads of sweat, and there'll be nothing left but terror by the time I hurl the disk. The moon, a deviation, appears a little redder each time it peaks behind the Wilmington roofs. Courthouse, theater, steeple, Smith funeral home. So this is known as fate. My great-grandmother's face is my face, her, my thick hair, braided and hidden beneath a calico kerchief. 4. These games are about the friendly fervor of our five continents. How many years did it take Marco Polo to return to Venice with the Khan's fleet of 14 ships? 15, 9, 18 years? The time it took, 3 years. One more and the games would have been thrown. I approached truth with vigilance. 600 men accompanied Marco, and only 18 survived the narrative. The paper I use for maps is tough, nearly transparent, a bit oily. I pencil the Olympic rings outlining peace, conflict, war, ceasefire, negotiations. 5. Bodies cling together in spite of malice. The army creeps in the valley. City boulevards already shudder. We created our own history, an orphanage of runaway circus freaks in an Art Nouveau building with no running water. Artists, new or old, don't always think of practicality or collateral damage. It's murder. I told you I was doomed. Vienna was only a temporary solution. The top cat, safe and helmeted, contemplates his next meal. Do I slip out with my guitar? Smuggle machine guns to the guerrilla fighters out in the woods? Our appetite's stronger than survival instinct. You hold my head under it, like they taught you in the spy program, like any disillusioned alley kid would. It's my turn to fetch the water. I've always known I would make a hell of a refugee. Thank you.
Panier of Soul Food, Oak Park, winter 2010. Smooth jazz enveloping the scene, an umbrella for the perfect stage and a comfort for the gentle night. Chinese, a dragon kite hijacking the skies, trumpet soaring. A baby thrilled in his father's arms with a buzzer in both hands. Hot anticipation of the flickering red dot. Red dot, hot red dot. Twinkling in his eyes, fingers flying, pressing buzzing music. Red dot, dot dot, red dot dot. And the trumpet soaring in sync. Tall, lanky servers preparing the warm comfort, oblivious to the dotting music. Daddy's eyes and food and hearing the red dot, red dot, red dot, red dot in his son's hands and smile. Still life. And then tables invaded with a tribe of teens, a breath of air streaming on the waves, beautiful and cool, friendly, hungry and hungry, salad days today, life right there, right now, presto. The trumpet bebop syncopated kisses over soups, salads, and scones. Soup, salad, bebop, soup, bebop, scone, beet, bebop, soup, bebop, soup. She's waiting. She's waiting for her soup, for the reprieve of her past love and annulment of her pains. Waiting for the future, waiting for her comfort. The cashier doling out her hope, still life. The trumpet soars away, boomeranging back, red dot, red dot, red dot, cling, beep, dot, and the ever-present trumpeters. Oh, the unbearable lightness of existence in this warm, soft panier, humanity at its best, humanity at its safest, with the jazz keeping the soothing beat and the trumpet screaming sentimentally. As I leave into the drizzling night, I want to stay. Oh, I want to get back. The trumpet waving a sweet goodbye, seeing me off with its final notes. Red dot, red dot, red dot, red dot, dot dot. And the ever-present trumpeters. Coda.